Guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk, and we've got Moshe Kasher from Problematic with Moshe Kasher on the podcast this week.
Buddy,
damn right.
You are amazing. You get that you are a tremendous guesser, although we don't want to give that away.
No, just throwing shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. There are some spoiler alerts. We spoil some things for you.
Spoiler alert, things are spoiled on the upcoming episode.
Oh, why'd you do that? I think you just have to listen to find out what gets spoiled. Huh? How about that for piquing interest? Dumb People Town.
Feral Audio.
Open wide, it's mouth time
with Reductress.
I'm Manoa.
And I'm Zaquan.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about. We talk about our favorite pre-existing conditions.
You know we list in those pre-existing conditions.
We learn how to fix ourselves with guns.
And we talk to former TV personality and fierce advocate for the exhausted, Ginger Bingo.
Heck yeah. We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and buttons that can do amazing things. Manila Fuldair, it's so good to have you back.
It's seriously so good to be back.
Where have you been?
The ocean.
You haven't been at work. No one could reach you. We're really worried.
Okay, it's a really long story, but I gone girled.
You gone girled?
Yeah, again, it's a long story, but I needed to get revenge on someone who deeply wronged me. So I head away and framed them for my murder. And then avenge, I got super bored. So I was just like, hey...
Oh, who did you frame? Like a lover, an ex?
No, it was this literal bitch who came for me as SoulCycle because I tried to use the bike she reserved. Like, got a life, bitch. I came to ride.
Ugh, she sounds terrible.
Yeah, she's supposedly dead now, so...
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, my plan backfired when after I gone girled myself, she actually already gone girled herself. It's like a whole thing in a really vicious cycle, but I just got so tired of the drama, you know?
Ugh, totally. Well, it's so great to have you back, and I'm really glad that you're not actually murdered. I mean, what a drag.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. I'm actually super not murdered. I'm feeling better than ever.
Yeah, you look super healthy.
I had a juice.
Oh, yeah, I love a juice.
Is that your favorite healthness?
Yeah. Juice is probably my favorite healthness right after pill.
Me too. And pebble to rocks.
Mm-hmm. Pebble to rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Sand. Cool. Yeah, I'm really healthy.
Me too. But actually, I'm totally riddled with disease.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, me too. Anyway, if the gov takes away our healthcare, we're going to have to work extra hard to be naturally healthy.
So true. Like, we have to use crystals to cure cancer.
Yes. And for stuff like lupus or MS, it's going to have to be crystals.
Kidney failure? You know, it's crystals.
Type 1 diabetes? Get your crystals, girl.
There are just truly too many pre-existies to count, and all of them can be solved with crystals.
Yes.
Bad breath.
Average feet.
Smile too big.
Cough in the winter.
Headache.
A pleasant disposition.
Woman time.
Bad cuticles.
Stage moms.
Taking the bus to work.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, having a vagina. Yay. Having a vagina is the number one most terrible pre-existing condition.
Yeah, you have it all the time.
Yeah, you just can't get rid of it. There is a treatment, but there's no cure.
There is no cure. You can seal it up with cotton candy, and Lindsay Lohan did that, but she hasn't been doing well, so I don't know.
Yeah, but I heard it got sick.
It did. And I think it's really important to do that completely unmedically sound self-care. Mm-hmm. I like to go for underwater massage. It's $200 an hour, but baby, it's worth it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Is it like your whole body is underwater?
Yes, I go unconscious after 6 minutes and I have no idea what they do. But when I come out, I feel amazing.
And I only eat organic, sustainable fish that's caught by hand.
I love that.
Yeah, by a hot guy in a stream.
Yes, streamy stream.
I love a good stream.
Me too. I think it's also cool. Like, as I mentioned previously, I sleep in a pod. So you can, like, sleep in a hyperbaric chamber.
I love that. Instead of taking, like, a couple days to go to the spa, you could take a whole spa year.
Important.
You could take a spa sabbatical.
You can travel back in time to tell your mom to stop drinking while pregnant.
Oh, my God. I love that idea.
Yeah, because my mom was... Pinot Grigio.
You gotta. You could see a dog therapist,
yeah.
Which is either your dog your therapist is a dog or is a therapist for your dog, just in case your dog is causing you a lot of stress in your life.
My dog has a therapist and it is also a dog.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, they just sniff each other's butts and then my dog's like, I feel good.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I think it's also important if you're dead, you can have a really nice funeral for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Just because you're dead doesn't mean you have to stop self-caring.
No. Self-care into the afterlife.
Exactly. And you probably will be dead. So you might as well.
You might.
You also could just totally avoid germs and accidents by not working and staying home.
Yeah. You should just stay inside all day. And then I think it's helpful when you are inside to have married a doctor.
Yes.
So, because if you marry a doctor, like self-care is 24/7. He will always be just like giving you stitches and like washing your hair and stuff.
That shit is free.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because I am so sick of paying, going to the doctor every week and paying for him to wash my hair.
No. Get a husband to do that.
Exactly.
Get yourself a husband to wash your hair.
Yeah, scrubby scrub. No more blow dry bar. What's it called? Blow bar. Dry bar.
Blur blar.
Blar blar.
Blur.
Blah bar. That bear with the little funny jock up.
Isn't it an elephant?
I don't know. It's in the parade.
Now it's time for our most savory segment.
The mouthwash, where we take one of this week's headlines, put it in the fridge, and forget about it for so long it grows new life.
This week's headline is How to Heal Yourself with Guns When You Don't Have Access to Healthcare by Taryn Englehart.
This article is full of amazing advice.
I love it. Like, apply a gun to the wound, swallow a bullet like a pill, become a gun.
It'll be so hard to get healthcare, but so easy to get a gun. So why not read up on how to gun yourself to a better life?
When I'm under the web, I just hold a gun and I start to feel better.
Yeah, being in the presence of guns is definitely pretty powerful in a healthy way.
As they say, a gun a day keeps the doctor away.
Just a spoonful of guns helps the guns go down.
You put the gun in the coconut and see me in the morning.
If you don't have a gun, you can always cure yourself with a knife.
Yes, so good for health.
Or poison, even.
Poison is like juice.
When I'm super sick, I like to run, and then have a servant drop an anvil on my head.
Ugh, I always forget how stinking rich you are.
Yeah, I'm so rich it's almost bad, but of course it's not bad because I love money.
Next up, we have an amazing guest. This is Salt.
Oh my God. I'm so nervous to even be in the same room as her.
Amazing. You guys might remember her from some of her amazing, incredible films in the 90s, or maybe you're a fan of her most recent work, building awareness over being tired. Welcome to the pod, Ginger Bingo.
Hi, listeners.
Hi, Ginger.
Hey.
Ginger, I'm so amazing. I know, I'm such a fan of your work in that movie with the dog and the house and the bookstore.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
thank you for being a fan of my work.
It was that when the line where you're like, what's with all these books?
Yeah.
that was improvised.
Was it?
No. Yeah,
Oh my God.
I don't know. You know,
it just came to you.
I can't even remember. Oh my God. I'm showing my age.
No, in that movie, you look so young. That young Tom Hanks plays your dad.
I loved that.
Thank you, guys.
That's how science works. Okay, so you were obviously an amazing actor in the 90s. You made a million movies. And now you've moved on more towards like charitable work.
Oh, yes. I have a purpose in life, you know, and it is to get the word out there that tiredness is a plague.
Yeah.
It's a plague, people, and I'm here for you. I want to be here for you. So I'm going around touring, you know, city to city, just letting people know that I'm tired.
Yeah, that's so brave of you.
It is incredible to watch a woman just stand up there and say, yeah, I'm tired.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so you started your foundation because a lot of celebrities were collapsing from exhaustion on set.
Oh,
and yeah, they were really tired all the time. And you wanted to make sure specifically that people understood that it's not just celebrities that can get tired, that real people can also be tired.
Right. Right. I mean, we are separated from society. I mean, with good reason. There have been many attacks, you know, so we want to protect ourselves and our work. But hey, just like you, mm-hmm. I can fall mm-hmm. down a flight of stairs because I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you have.
I have.
Many yeah. times. You've I been have. In the news many times for falling down the stairs.
It's true. It always seems to affect my collarbone. Mm. So
weird.
I have a special gymnast actually to just kind of hold my neck when I sleep standing. Just I need to know that there's something there. Something there.
Seems great for alignment. Definitely. Having a bunch of gymnasts.
Definitely. But, you know, movies really depend on actors. You know,
I've heard that.
We all know that. And when an actor falls asleep in the middle of a monologue, it's not okay.
Right.
You know, everyone's depending on us. Everyone. So I finally said it.
You got up. You were brave.
I said, hey, I need a break, and I think the people need a break.
Yeah.
So we took a few blinks, and I think that really helped, and I just wanted to spread the word. Take a few blinks, you know?
Yeah.
Start there.
Sure. I know, like, the first, when you finally came forward and said that you had exhaustion and that you suffered from exhaustion, you took 3 months in a rehab for exhaustion, and you were encouraging real people to also take 3 months away from their jobs to just kind of like take a few blinks.
Yes. Just, you know, be with yourself and your exhaustion, be with your low body temp, you know, it's like, hey, you'll be surprised who you see in rehab too. You know, you might make a friend.
You might
make a friend between your blinks. But I just wanted to like give people the okay. You know, sometimes we need the okay.
Totally.
And I think if regular people aren't willing to quit their job and go away for 3 months to be treated for exhaustion, then they are cowards.
Exactly. Right. You're a coward. So what does doing the monologues make celebrities tired? Like, what is it that's making a celebrity tired? What is it that's making a real person tired?
Right.
How is it different?
Right. Okay. So for a celebrity, well, we have all these words to remember, right? You know, we're acting. We're basically splitting ourselves in two, bending over backwards, trying to say these words.
Like, what's with all these books?
Like, what's with all these books?
Or the stores over there, mister.
Exactly. And you're innovating on the spot. You know, you're like inventing. And inventing can be really, really tired. You know, you can make you really, really tired. I think as an actor, you have less cells. And that's what makes you special.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, you got to work harder. You got to work harder because you have less blood cells.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like being a celebrity and being an actor would be so exhausting, which kind of makes me wonder, like, when a regular person is tired, aren't you just kind of like, that's on you, girl?
I was for a long time. I really was, because when I would be on the red carpet, for instance, for my I started a shoe. I started a shoe.
And, you invented a shoe.
Yeah. I wanted to branch out from the acting and producing world, and I started a shoe. So when it was on the red carpet, I got really, you know, exhausted from walking, you know, on the carpet, on the red carpet. Do you know what it's like to have all these photographers flashing their cameras? And then I thought about my mom, you know, and I was like, she didn't have to go through this. But you know what? Maybe it's genetic.
Oh.
And then I thought, hey, maybe you don't have to be a celebrity to be to get tired when you're walking on carpet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
So that was like the real link for me.
What a beautiful revelation.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
She did pass away.
Oh, from exhaustion.
From exhaustion.
Oh my God.
So that is, you know, that's another just illuminating.
Yeah, I'm sure that really like kicked you into high gear with your foundation.
I'm sure she was really proud to see all the work you were doing with Shu.
God, she would.
I have Shu.
You have a Shu?
I have
Shu. You have Shu? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. on.
The shoe. It's kind of like a clog mule boat platform boot hybrid stiletto.
The fact that that like it is a single shoe and that it goes on both feet but it's connected and made of wood does make it really hard to walk.
It's like chopsticks for your body.
Yeah, it's like chopsticks. It's so hard to walk. You have to like hop, 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 but it's so heavy.
Yeah.
No wonder you were exhausted on that red carpet.
I mean, hey, I was.
I have a question. How can we help bring awareness to the issue of exhaustion in our communities?
That is a great question. I say scream.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The word doesn't get out, but I go one step further. Is the word getting out loud enough, you know? Just be louder. Scream it if you have to, you know? So I like to just, here in New York, I just like to, you know, pick kind of spontaneous moments. Spontaneity is clutch in getting information out. Just get off the subway car and scream, I'm tired.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think it really reaches a lot of people from the front of the car to the back.
Yeah. Can maybe make them brave, inspire them to also come out as tired.
Oh, God.
I've been trying to post up in the Tribeca Whole Foods near the pomegranates and just sort of shriek and shriek. And they're like, ma'am, you have to leave. And I'm like,
oh, that's
I'm tired. I'm tired.
And they took me to jail. Ugh. And I was like, I'm tired. And they were like, this is jail. And I was like, this fucking sucks.
That's so stupid.
Jail is stupid.
Yeah, jail seems really stupid.
I wouldn't know.
What about your movie, Jail?
Oh, right.
Yeah, jail. It was just the word jail with a question mark. Jail?
God, that was exhausting.
I'll have what he's hooving.
You remember? Oh, my God.
Because there was a horse in jail, and you were like, I'll have what he's hooving. And he had, like, his hooves.
You know, I have to say, though, I was the star. The horse stole the show.
Yeah, the horse was really good. That horse, though, real talk, had a really tough go of it after the movie, if I recall.
Oh, my God. And you could have never seen it coming. That horse was getting regular sleep and eating only apples.
Oh, wow.
Gorgeous diet. He had a gorgeous diet.
That is gorgeous. But he just really, the fame just really went to his head.
Yeah.
He dated J-Lo.
Bless his heart.
Bless. I mean, bless him.
And he actually, I remember he made a comeback when he played the boy in The Boy Next Door with J-Lo, and they were like kind of reunited.
That's right. That's right.
I get it, though, what she saw in him.
They were hooving, if you know what I mean.
Oh, hooving.
I'll have what he's hooving.
That was so funny. Okay, I have a question. I heard that when celebrities are actors and they're in movies and they're in a bed, like they're not actually asleep. They're playing asleep.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there are tiny, tiny little electroshocks that are in these mattresses on set just to keep you from sleeping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Do they use those electroshocks to also keep the boys from getting erections?
Yes, for sure, 100%. The shocks go through the penis system to keep them from getting
the whole any system? Erection. Oh, wow.
It's insane the hookups they have on set. Also, when you see people having sex on screen, it's actually convulsions from
the electroshock.
From the electric shock. It's very professional.
It's
very
professional. Because I've always wondered about that, because I know that, like, if I was an actor, and I would just, if I was a boy actor, I would always have an erection from being on a mattress.
Wait. By erection, do you mean like when the pool noodle gets hard?
Yeah, you know, when the fanoodle perks up.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And you can ride it right across the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it floats.
It floats.
When the chalkboard chalk says hey.
Yeah, when the when the hoof hooves.
Yep. Okay, anyways.
Okay, so right now you've been traveling back and forth between New York and D.C.
Yep, just the two.
Yeah, just the two. Shuttling. You've been busing. And you've been petitioning lawmakers in D.C. to erect, speaking of,
oh my God.
A monument dedicated to those who have collapsed from exhaustion.
Oh, yes.
How is that going? Are we going to see that anytime soon?
Oh, I hope. And I don't want it to just be like any old monument. Mm-hmm. So I'm really making a case for a really distinct pit
Yeah. Oh, a pit.
A pit.
So instead of like an up a monument that's like above ground, you're right. imagining a pit.
Right.
I love that.
And I don't see why it's so hard to like be on my side about this. How yeah. many people have collapsed from exhaustion? Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, yeah. please.
3 billion.
Oh my gosh.
3 billion.
At once? At
once. The big fall. The big
fall.
Collapse.
Oh my gosh.
2012. People just aren't talking about it. Yeah. It just went boop in the news.
Yeah, the iPhone 6 came out and then everyone was like.
It was the same day. That's and everyone was wild. In line. Mm-hmm. At the Apple store, and yeah. no one paid attention to the big collapse. And I just think that's a huge mistake.
Yeah, people really ignore exhaustion. So you're going to build, or hoping to build, a big pit.
Yes.
And what's in the pit? Anything, or?
Great question. There is going to be a spiral staircase, actually, leading down to the core of the Earth. I know I brought it up earlier. I just want to know that there's a way out. That's really
interesting.
I think that goes hand in hand with exhaustion, you know?
Right. Because
fear
of sleep.
Lava.
I think that is probably true for a lot of people and a lot of celebrities in particular, that like they're tired because they're afraid to go to sleep because they might fall into the core of the earth.
Right.
So you're hoping to give them a way out.
Right. A way in and a way out.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Also, at the bottom of the staircase, there's one of those hand clappers, you know, just to keep you, to shock your senses, you know, just to wake you up.
I love that.
And, you know, it leaves a little ringing in your ears for the journey back to Earth.
I love.
I got ringing in my ears from an Ashley Simpson concert gone wrong.
Oh, wow. That's so sad.
Oh, wow.
So I get it.
Because she was too good.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
Is she the lip syncer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's the only person who's ever lip synced.
Yeah, she's the only one.
I think so.
On Saturday Night Hoove.
Ooh.
Oh my. Well, those funny ass horses.
I love those funny ass. That was the sequel to the movie.
Nay, nay.
Those funny ass horses.
Yes.
Jail and its sequel, Those Funny Ass Horses.
Jail.
Definitely.
Jail.
I'm so proud.
I loved that sequel.
Okay, I remember you famously collapsed during the filming of My Dumb Boobs.
Oh,
did that experience get you interested in exhaustion as a cause, or for you was that like a fluke thing?
The fall, was that a fluke thing when I collapsed? You know, I had a sneaking suspicion that I had exhaustion. Mm-hmm. So actually, you're right. It did really illuminate the cause for me. And honestly, my boobs are huge, so naturally they would weigh me down. Mm-hmm. And it was hard to get people to understand that it was more than just my dumb boobs.
Right.
Like, it was a very meta experience having huge dumb boobs and being in a movie
about
my dumb boobs. So, I mean, there was the hurdle of that.
That was a beautiful film.
It was.
Thank you.
The plastic bag in your mouth.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, black and white? Really? Mm-hmm. Really? But it, you know, it wasn't as twee as I thought it was going
to
be.
No, it really worked. And it was kind of like your hello to like the indie world.
Yes.
Having
thank you.
Adam Scott play the role of the ukulele was.
I loved that.
Oh my God.
He was so good.
He was fantastic.
It was crazy, actually. I'm sure it was even crazier for you to see him again reprise his role as a ukulele in Big Little Lies.
You know, I have to say that movie really inspired me because I have massive, stupid tits.
Right.
I went to the doctor. I was like, I saw this movie, My Dumb Boobs. I have massive stupid tits. Help me with my massive stupid tits. And he was like, what's going on? And I was like, I'm tired. And he goes, no, you're not. You're drunk.
Oh.
And I was like, this tampon is soaked in vodka. How did that happen?
What?
So what now?
God.
So what do we do about these doctors who don't believe us?
Yeah, I had a similar situation because I actually don't have very big boobs, but I do have a big fucked up ass.
Right.
And I similarly went to my doctor and was like, I have a big fucked up ass.
Uh-huh.
I saw this movie called My Big Dumb Boobs, and it reminded me of my big fucked up ass. And I'm so tired. And he was like, you're not tired. You're dumb.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it?
I had a similar experience.
No. You did?
My clit is also enormous.
Oh, wow.
Every time I see a big screen television, I'm like, yeah. I know what that's like. Except it's closer to my ovaries than it is to the headphones in Best Buy.
Sure.
And my doctor, same thing, basically. Same thing. You're tired. No, ma'am. You're losing your mind.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So I shanked him. Well, I learned it from, I had a stage combat from jail. Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
And then I ran.
So, what do we do? What do we say to these doctors that think that we're dumb and drunk?
God. And can men be tired?
Oh, great question. No!
No! I always suspected.
Another thing on the list that's different between men and women.
Yeah, men can't be tired.
I just don't understand.
If men are feeling the symptoms of exhaustion, is there another word? Like, what is that?
Paranoia.
Oh.
Yeah, it goes in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
They can't sleep.
Right.
You know, they're feeling all the symptoms, but it's like, it's actually a real mind fuck. They're going through a mind fuck.
Mm. Wow, that's so crazy.
I think the medical term for that is blue balls.
Oh, yeah, blue balls.
Yeah.
That's so true. I gave my boy blue balls once by demanding he stay awake for 92 hours.
And it got him so hot.
It got him so hot. He was so warm. He was really warm.
So what would you say to someone? What about when you have to share a bed with your boyfriend?
Oh my gosh,
and he's getting in the way of your sleep because he's long.
Mm-hmm. My boyfriend's so long.
Yeah.
Oh God, I just kick him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And scream.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
And you know what? He just goes away.
Yeah.
We sleep in separate
harnesses.
Yeah.
Does he have gymnasts as well?
He does also have gymnasts. We ship them from the Philippines.
Mm. Oh, love that.
Yeah. Oh, cute. Thank you. Thank you. They are so very cute.
Mm.
But we need our space. We need our space.
So. Yeah, you gotta have your space.
So coming up, you have a fundraising. You have a fundraising event, a sleep-in,
and
it's to raise awareness, and I guess, like, what's the future with that, and, like, can we attend your sleep-in, and what's going to happen at this sleep-in?
I want it to be fun, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I want it to be, like a carnival, but like a chill carnival.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So like there will be games, you know, and like a silent auction and stuff. And like a thing where it's okay to sleep, you know, it's okay to be tired. Just wake up before you drown in a tank. You know, there will be games like that.
I love that.
Like the dunk tank, but like you're asleep in a tank that's slowly filling with water.
Themed games. I love themed games.
Yeah. So right now I'm talking to a few people, like the president of Madison Square Garden and president of the United States about like, where can I host this?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
that's great. So you're thinking maybe like a high profile place.
For sure.
Like Madison Square Garden or the White House.
Exactly.
I think Penn Station would be good.
Oh,
you think?
Penn Station.
I guess it's kind of like the indie location there.
Yeah, it's like a little downtown, but it's like downtown in Midtown.
There's so much floor.
Mm-hmm. And train.
And so much train and light.
Mm-hmm. And nearby, there's bus.
And also there's those walls.
There are those walls and pretzel.
There are those walls. Pretzel, smoothie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you guys.
That could be a great
idea.
I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be cool. And it is black tie. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Love that.
Like, wear your chunky tie. Mm-hmm. Your chunky black tie.
Chunky black tie pair with a chunky shoe.
Shoe.
You better bring your chunky ass shoe.
Love that shoe. So I guess to wrap it up, what would you say? I just want to give you a platform here. What would you say to people who might say exhaustion is not a disease? This is dumb. Which a lot of people have said that very publicly.
Yeah, it affects me very deeply. And I would say, you are a fucked up son of a bitch. Do you know where I come from? Both of my parents were adopted. And I know nothing.
And that's it.
And then
I know nothing.
Ginger that was bingo. So amazing. I wish I had one thank of those hand so clappers much. From your pit so I could applaud yeah. for you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. You should that come to the beautiful. Pit.
If that pit gets built, I would love to come see the center of the
We're
earth.
We're aiming for 2020. 2020.
Hop on 2020. Over on my shoe.
Soon. Yeah, I'm going to hop on my shoe.
And I'll be there.
I'm going to put on my shoe, get on that horse. Yeah. And just hoove over to DC.
You ladies.
Okay, so before you leave, would you play a game with us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Ooh. Yay. Okay, so this game is called 90s Trend or Seriously Dangerous Synthetic Drug.
Ooh.
Do you want to say it again?
Yes.
Okay, ready? Okay, so we're going to play a game, and it's called
90s Trend or Seriously Dangerous Synthetic Drug.
Ooh.
Yeah, really exciting.
I love it. This is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, well, since you're one of our favorite actresses from the 90s, we just thought maybe you could like play some 90s trivia with us.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the first one is Crazy Bones.
Okay.
Is it a trend or is it a drug?
It is a trend, you bitches.
Yes, bitch. It was a really good trend.
It was. You know who was the forebearer, forerunner? Mm. Allie McBeal is what I want to say.
Oh, wait, she's the mother of Crazy Bones? Is that
she
what you mean?
Is Crazy Bones.
Oh, she is
she
Crazy Bones.
She was the like, this is Crazy Bones, mm-hmm. you know?
Wow, love that.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Thanks.
The next one is Pogs.
Mm.
Oh, Pogs? Ooh, that was a seriously .. drug. What was the name?
Seriously dangerous synthetic drug.
That was a seriously dangerous synthetic drug.
Actually, amazingly fun trend.
Oh my God.
Super fun trend.
What did I do?
It's okay. Don't freak out.
Wait. No.
Oh my God. She's getting so tired.
Is this about her grandparents?
Oh, they were those adopted people.
They were the adopters.
Oh, the adopters.
Oh God, my whole life.
It's okay.
You'll be able to get this next one.
Yeah, you just got it wrong because you're tired.
Oh, you're right. Just thought POGS were just, I thought it was an acronym.
You could
but to
do,
be fair,
yeah.
Progs is where you drink synthetic paint and you get high as shit.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe that's what
that's
it was.
What thinking, that's yeah. what you were thinking of. Prague. Do
Prague.
A Prague. We're going to go into the parking lot in Prague.
Now that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. What about this?
Okay.
Spice.
Spice?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. That?
No. Spice.
God, I don't remember spice. Was it a drug?
Yes. It's a horribly dangerous synthetic drug. Don't do it.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Skip-its.
Skip-its were a totally 90s trend.
Yes. I loved doing that trend until my ankles bled.
Oh.
Okay. Aww. This one's tough.
Bath salts.
Bath salts? They're not just for the 90s, right?
Bath salts are forever.
Okay. In the 90s, I feel like it was a trend, but now I think it's a trend in like a druggy way.
You are correct.
Okay. What about rice necklace?
Ooh, that's a 90s trend, but honestly, I want it to be a lifelong dream.
It's fun.
I know. We should bring it back.
Bring it back.
I would love to bring back the rice necklace trend.
Okay, me too.
That was when you had your name written on a piece of rice.
Right. And I put it in a glass dolphin.
Yes.
Charm, pendant.
A little charm that could be any shape.
That's what I had, but it's a dolphin.
Was it a magnification lens, or you just knew that it had your name on it, the piece of rice?
No, you can see.
You could see it. It was just really small.
Maybe it did have magnification.
It could have been.
That's so
cool.
That
would be cool. Okay, what about Genie?
Genie?
Mm-hmm.
90s trend.
Actually?
Is 60s trend? 70s?
It's a drug.
It's a drug.
I can't remember what it is, what
it's
kind of drug it is.
It's a pixie stick you put in your butthole.
Oh, yeah. It's like a very dangerous pixie stick for your butthole.
I also thought maybe it could just be like the genie from Aladdin.
Mm. Yeah, that was also a trend. So maybe that was a trick question. That's possible.
I'll have my lawyer look into it.
Yeah, have your lawyer look into it because I don't want to mislead you on this. But I'm pretty sure genie is a drug. Oh, this one's tough.
This one's good. Furby.
Furby? 90s trend.
Yeah. For sure.
Wow.
I would like to say that to this day, the Furby is the only thing that I've ever specifically asked for as a kid.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Wow.
I just wanted
did you
a Furby.
Get it?
Yeah. I did.
And then graduation what did you
Furby? Do with it?
Graduation Furby?
That's the one I had.
Did it have a cap and gown?
Yes, it had a cap and gown.
Mine was just your everyday run of the mill Furb.
Wow.
They were so dumb.
Yeah.
They were soft, but like also mechanical, right?
Yeah. It's not like you
could.
You're like Chuck E. Cheese animatronics.
Yeah, exactly.
But small.
Okay, what about Mr. Smiley?
Mr. Smiley? I guess it was a 90s trend.
Actually,
damn it.
Dangerous synthetic drug.
What is that? What kind of drug is it?
You know, it's like an herbal blend. Maybe it's not. It's like some sort of crazy synthetic herbal drug. I think it's like fake weed.
Mm.
I don't know.
Like chamomile? Gross.
Chamomile.
Okay. Yeah.
It's basically tea.
Is it a laxative tea? Because
it's smooth move.
Smooth move.
Yeah, it's smooth move tea. Okay, what about this one?
Super Soaker.
90s trend, you bitches.
Boys were always bad and shoot me with my shirt and my gigantic, stupid, gargantuan tatties would just explode with water.
Ugh.
Okay, what about Space Diamond?
Space Diamond? A drug?
Yes, bitch.
Yes.
Give me one right now and I'll put it under my tongue.
That's what aliens call cigarettes.
Yeah, aliens. Okay, but what about?
Last one.
Okay.
Skydancer.
Skydancer is a 90s. Is there just one? And is it the only trend of the 90s?
Yeah. Isn't it a ribbon dancing thing?
It was Skydancer was like a girl. And then I think you pressed a button and she like spun so fast that she leapt up into the air.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There are lots of commercials for her.
My cousin was a Skydancer and we haven't seen her since 96.
Oh,
she's up so high.
That's beautiful.
That's so crazy.
I think once you're in the sky, you're an angel.
That's true. That's you become an angel.
You're like a former Skydancer.
You are. Current angel, former Skydancer. Well, thank you so much for playing that game.
Thank you.
Your 90s trend or seriously dangerous synthetic drug. What a blast.
For the info. Now I know.
Yeah. Information to take with you.
Maybe you can start a new
foundation.
My joy.
Okay. So we have one last segment and it's called Spill It. Yeah, love it. It's where we say what is going on with us this week. I have a really big week coming up. I'm going to try going for a walk.
And I'm going to try that anvil thing, but just for fun, honestly.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ginger?
I'm finally going to clean my glasses. The lenses are filthy, and I'm running into walls at night.
Love that.
I'm one of those night glasses wearers, and I just, you know, I'm nostalgic for the dust of the 90s.
Yeah, totally. We all miss it. And is there anything else you want to let our fans know about?
Well, fans, I'm doing a bachelor party on the 26th, and I don't think you're invited. I'm so sorry. And then you can find Ginger Bingo's alter ego on Glow on Netflix.
Glow!
It's coming out. Everyone should be very, very excited.
That show looks so good.
It's going to be so good.
That's
I hope so.
That's going to be really good.
Great. So check out Ginger Mango's alter ego on the show Glow, coming to Netflix. Is there a release date?
June 23rd.
Oh, did you say that?
Maybe.
June 23rd. That's going to be super, super exciting. Oh.
So sorry.
Gosh, she is bless exhausted. You.
So tired.
Gosh, bless you. You know what? We need to all go take a nap. So tune in next week when we finally end the stigma surrounding middle parts.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.